Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Every Friday afternoon, we pick up the bat phone and dial downtown to see what's going on at the City of Bloomington's Volunteer Network. And on the other end of the line is always our great friend and superhero, local do-gooder, Lucy Shake. Lucy, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, just responding to the signal.
That's
right. I know when I'm needed.
Well, the sun comes out, the clouds roll in. It's hard to tell when it's raring to go. You got caught in the rain earlier today. Is everything okay?
Yeah, just a little damp. Came out of nowhere. I think it was an angry cloud. Or it could have just been that humid. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it feels like sometimes. It's a little thick. Air is a little thick. Hopefully that changes tomorrow. The low tomorrow night's under 60, so that's good news. We'll cool off a little
bit.
But things are heating up in the volunteer world, I would take it. How has your response been here with your new crop of folks at Indiana University? Too early to tell, or has the internet been ringing off the hook?
Maybe a little too early to tell. I think they've all been going through the process this first week of just getting settled on campus and then learning what they will and won't be doing in the community.
The Monroe County Youth Council, they are looking for some help. Tell me what they do and who can join the party.
Yeah, so the Youth Council is all high school teenagers from Monroe County. So it's 5 area high schools, including North South, Edgewood, the Academy, and a graduation school, along with Harmony, and anybody who's in the homeschool environment as well, which seems like a lot more people these days, can get involved with the MCYC, as its acronym is, to connect, learn, and serve. So that means this year they're going to be starting out with some online programming, and it's all youth-led, youth-created, and they're going to be welcoming potential new members with their first event of the year called Seeking Justice, which will be on September 12th at 2 p.m. People can sign up if they're a high schooler online at MonroeCountyYouthCouncil.org and learn more about the council and whether they want to join that leadership team to create event number 2. So it's kind of an interesting way to get involved, and it's virtual, so safe, and everybody can get involved and connect across high schools, which is unusual for an outside extracurricular activity.
It is, and in this day and age, everything's a little unusual, so we're finding different ways to do things, and maybe something great comes out of it. We hope that's the case. Now, the YMCA, they're looking for youth soccer coaches. Trust me on this one. This is a tireless, thankless job, but thanks to all of our local volunteers who come up with it. Soccer's getting ready to start next month.
That's right. This is a September-October season, so mid-September to the end of October. Hopefully a little cooler for running around on the field. But if you're interested in being one of the coaches, I think they have like between a half hour and an hour session a couple times a week. So the Northwest has Mondays and Wednesdays, and the Southeast Y has the Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you like those littles, or if you're a parent to a little and you want to be on the coaching staff, now's the time to raise your hand at the YMCA.
You can do the whole song, can't you? Dun, 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 dun.
We didn't plan ahead for that one. We need a visual, right?
Tough to do here, but everybody knows when you put your arms in a Y, then an M, then a C, then an A. I told you last week I would stop singing, and I did not sing, so I've held up my end of the bargain. The Area 10 Agency on Aging, their annual Safe at Home event. What is that, Lucy, and what do they have going on?
So this one's happening September 26th. It's a half-day blitz to improve home safety for older people. So as they recruit volunteers, they'll figure out how to match those volunteers to the houses that are in need and the individuals in need. It's from 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. It's a Saturday, so September 26th. And basically, you're just going to do those kind of cleanup, those seasonal cleanup things for folks who aren't able to do that. So weed eating, outdoor tidying, cleaning gutters, which is a big thing around these parks, especially after all these rains and the leaves and everything. But if you're interested in doing that as an individual or just a small group, they want you to register a little bit earlier. So by September 18th, let them know you're coming, and they'll be able to service as many people and homes as they possibly can. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Area Fund Agency on Aging.
In these here parts, says Cowboy Lucy Shake, as we get through our... I'll probably cut that part out, but that was funny. That made me laugh. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Now, if we are... Now, if we don't have perhaps the time because we're chasing kids or our job's busy or whatever it may be, there are still ways to get involved, and we know that cash is king, and gift cards and other ways, that's also a great way to help. If you don't want to have to sit down and pick out a time and organization or whatever else, you have a whole list. Where can I find all of these?
Yeah, same place, BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org/community wishlist will send you right to the material needs of our nonprofit partners. If you want to give cash, MidWay.org is still taking in funds for their COVID relief fund. And then if you want to volunteer virtually, like you said, maybe in the evening or after hours, we do have a list of virtual opportunities as well.
And that's the great part. Try to be as flexible as possible because, well, things are a little bit different these days than they have been in the past. And we still have plenty of volunteer opportunities. As you mentioned, you can find those on the website one more time.
BloomingtonVolunteerNetwork.org.